Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Greenpanel Industries Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. And I'll hand the conference over to Mr. Rishab Barar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the Greenpanel Industries Limited's Q4 and FY24 conference call. We have with us today Mr. Shobhan Mittal, the Managing Director, Mr. V. Venkatramani, the CFO. Before we begin, I would like to state that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. A detailed statement in this regard is available in the results presentation that was sent to you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Shobhan Mittal to begin the proceedings of the call. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us to discuss Greenpanel's operating and financial performance for quarter four FY24. India's domestic sales grew by 23%, while export volumes fell by 75%. We consciously stopped exports to large customers since it was not economical, with a 12% quarter-on-quarter and a 30% year-on-year increase in wood prices. Overall, India's volumes were 7% lower at 127,239 cubic meters compared to 137,265 cubic meters in the corresponding quarter. India's domestic realizations were lower by 11.9% at ₹29,058 per cubic meter due to introduction of volume schemes in quarter four and change in product mix. Export realizations were higher by 17.1% at ₹24,300 cubic meters. India's EBITDA margins at 16.4% were impacted by reduction in domestic realizations due to launch of volume-based schemes in quarter four and change in product mix, lower export volumes, and 40% year-on-year increase in wood prices. Plywood volumes were lower by 30%, and operating margins at -10.4% were impacted by lower volumes and increase in raw material prices. Plywood realizations at ₹250 per square meter were lower by 6.7% year-on-year. This was due to the reduction in decorative veneers volumes. We have restructured our plywood sales team to recover market share and reach optimal capacity over the next two quarters. Post-tax profits for the quarter were lower by 57% at ₹29.8 crores as compared to ₹68.9 crores in corresponding quarter for reasons stated earlier. Net working capital at 28 days has shown an increase of 11 days year-on-year due to lower turnover and high inventory levels. We've improved the debtors' days from 9 to 7 days. We have chosen to be disciplined with our credit terms, which has obviously had some impact on our sales since competition is offering attractive credit terms. Net debt stands at ₹156 crores as on 31st March 2024. We paid ₹34 crores for internal accruals towards MDF expansion project during quarter four, aggregating to ₹150 crores till date. Apart from this, spends from borrowing aggregate to ₹200 crores till date. Work is progressing on the expansion project, and we expect commercial production in quarter three FY25. Mr. Venkatramani will now run you through the financials in greater detail, post which we will have the Q&A session.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us to discuss the Q4 FY24 financial performance of Greenpanel Industries. Net sales during the quarter were ₹396.08 crores compared to ₹440.58 crores during the corresponding quarter. MDF sales fell by 6.6% at ₹360.41 crores and contributed 91% of the top line. MDF domestic volumes grew by 23%, while export volumes fell by 75%. Overall, MDF volumes were 7% lower at 127,239 cubic meters compared to 137,265 cubic meters in the year-on-year quarter. MDF domestic revenues were ₹338.34 crores, while export contributed 22.07 crores. Domestic realizations were lower by 11.9% year-on-year at ₹29,058 per cubic meter, while export realizations are higher by 17.1% at ₹20,430 per cubic meter. Uttarakhand MDF operated at 80% and AP plant operated at 77% with blended capacity utilization at 78% on capacity of 660,000 cubic meters. Plywood sales saw degrowth of 34.6% at ₹35.67 crores. Plywood sales volumes were lower by 30.4% at 1.42 million square meters and the unit operated at 51% during the quarter. Plywood sales realizations were lower by 6.7% at ₹250 per square meter due to change in mix as mentioned earlier. Plywood sales realization excluding decorative veneers were flat at ₹250 per square meter. In Q4 FY24, gross margin was flat year-on-year at 53.7%. EBITDA margins were down by 510 basis points at 14%. EBITDA stood at ₹55.44 crores and PAT at ₹29.81 crores due to reasons mentioned earlier. I'll now update you on the performance details for 12 months FY24. Net sales degrew by 12.1% at ₹1,563.92 crores. MDF sales were lower by 8.7% at ₹1,401.71 crores, while plywood sales saw degrowth of 33.5% at ₹162.21 crores. Gross margins were down by 230 basis points at 55.8%. Gross margin in value terms was down by 15.5% at ₹873.19 crores. EBITDA margin was lower by 730 basis points at 17.2%. EBITDA in value terms fell by 38.4% at ₹268.33 crores. Post-tax profits were lower by 44% at ₹142.68 crores. Overall, MDF sales volumes were down by 4.3% at 484,953 cubic meter with blended capacity utilization of the two plants at 74% compared to 78% in the year-on-year period. Dispatches for plywood were lower by 28% at 6.18 million square meter with capacity utilization at 54% compared to 74% in the corresponding period. Gross debt, including borrowings of ₹186 crores for expansion project, to equity ratio stands at 0.20 as on 31st March 2024. Compared to 0.16 as on 31st March 2023. Net debt as on 31st March 2024 stood at negative ₹156 crores compared to negative ₹187 crores as on 31st March 2023. That concludes my presentation. Please start the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So is it possible to bifurcate the lower NSR in two parts? What is due to incentive scheme and what might be due to change in, you know, product mix? And secondly, what was the sale of low-cost MDF in this quarter and what was its NSR?
Okay. So if you look at the fall in domestic realization quarter on quarter, there was a fall of about 8%. And of this, 4.2% can be attributed to the volume scheme and about 3.8% due to change in product mix.
What was the low-cost MDF total sale and NSR for this quarter?
Okay. So the value of So the volume of low-cost MDF was 40,924 cubic meter at an average realization of rupees 21,029.
Okay, got it. And any volume target for FY25? What sort of growth you are targeting?
On the MDF segment, we are targeting a 15% volume growth for FY25. And in the plywood business, we are targeting a volume growth of about 8%.
So the ply performance, you know, which was already very, you know, sluggish, have another quarter of a bad hit. The margins are negative, and on such a low base, the 8% volume growth. So how should we see the ply segment going forward?
Okay. So we expect the price environment to be stable in the plywood business, and definitely it has taken time to get the plywood business out of the degrowth, and there has been restructuring both in the sales team as well as the dealer network, which is obviously taking time, and we expect that to be completed during the current quarter. So I think, you know, we should see the improvement in the plywood volumes happening from quarter two this year.
Okay, got it. And what is the sense on the margin on ply? Like, how is the margin looking in FY25? Will more be like a flattish margin?
We are not giving any margin guidance at the moment because of, you know, various factors which would influence the margins, like imports are likely to resume from May since BIS implementation has been postponed for a year. And selling prices are under pressure while there is significant inflation in wood prices. So we will reassess the situation and then you know, see whether we can give a margin guidance post quarter one.
Okay. Got it. And one more thing, is the incentive scheme still relevant in Q1 or is it stopped now?
Yeah, it will be operative in Q1 and then we will reassess at the end of the quarter.
Okay. But like what we have seen in MDF, you know, prices were more like a flattish for last 2 years in spite new capacity coming, import picking up. But this time the prices have taken a knock and still it's not picking up. So what is the sense on this segment? How has the industry changed? So when you expect the prices to pick up?
See, I don't think we'll see prices picking up at least during quarter one and quarter two because there was significant expansion in domestic capacities last year and imports more than doubled during FY24 compared to FY23. And there's still more capacity additions happening during the current estimate. Approximately about 850,000 cubic meter capacity additions in the current year. So at this point of time, I think we are not looking at increasing pricing in the MDF segment.
Oh, okay, got it. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. Sir, more on the opportunity front of the pricing, right? When do we see the raw material prices cooling off, especially in case of timber, in case you can get some guidance?
See, the primary reason for inflation in wood prices has been, due to lack of plantation activity during the COVID phase of 2020 and 2021, which has resulted in reduced availability of timber. So plantation activities resumed during 2022 and we expect the first output from those plantations to be available in around June, July 2025. So at this point of time, we don't see any possibility of a significant reduction in wood prices. Rather, we are expecting that wood prices would be stable till around June, July 25.
Sure. So just one more year of high raw material prices and 6 months of no price increases at this point of time, what we could see.
That's correct.
Okay. And in terms of value addition, any new thoughts in terms of how can we increase our value added by any you know, strategy that we have at this point of time, or what is the proportion that we are likely to touch in case of value added share?
We are focused on value addition, but considering that you know, we are targeting a volume growth of 15% in the MDF business, and since export volumes are expected to be flat, that will mean we'll have to grow at about 18% in the domestic segment. So I don't see any significant appreciation happening in the value mix. So, you know, we would expect the value mix to be stable on a percentage basis, you know, along with a significant increase in volume.
Understood. Thanks a lot, sir. And all the best.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Rishikesh Bhagat from Kotak Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, I'm audible.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah. So two questions. First, do you feel that the domestic MDF prices, say in South or where there's high import, are close to import parity prices, or do you think probably still the prices could have downside risk relative to imports? Imported prices.
See, like I mentioned, you know, imports were relatively low during the quarter four of the current year, compared to an average, compared to around 85,000 of imports in Q3. Imports during quarter four were around 45,000 since BIS was expected to be implemented from February. So I think we are expecting imports to resume from the current month. So I think we'll have to wait for 2 months to assess how much imports are coming in, and also how much of an impact increased ocean freight rates will have on imports. So I think I'll be able to offer you you know, a more clear reply to this question.
Asking for the quantum. My question was more related to whether the if someone is importing MDF today, do you
think that's what I said. You know. We don't have clarity on what price imports will be coming in, because the ocean freight rates have gone up significantly. So whether the overseas exporters will be, you know, increasing their selling price to absorb the additional ocean freight, or whether they will take a hit on the margins, is not clear at this point of time.
Okay.
So we'll have to wait for the new material to come in and see what the new prices are, you know?
Okay.
Because if they decide to pass on that cost increase in ocean freight rate, so that would reduce the competitive intensity. Okay. So we'll just have to wait for the new material to come in before we can assess what kind of an impact it will have on domestic pricing.
Okay, and the second question is, what's your assessment, say, on the MDF growth in FY24, in the sense how much demand must have grown according to you? Because if I look at your number on FY24, obviously there is an impact of capacity shutdown and some other impacts also. So what's your assessment, where how much demand must have grown in FY24?
See, I don't have any numbers for demand growth at this point of time, because, you know, most of the results are pending to be released. But considering that imports have more than doubled and domestic capacities have gone up significantly, and we did not see any volume degrowth in the domestic segment, I think demand has been fairly stable. So possibly we could, you know, expect a minimum growth of, you know, 10% plus.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That's it from me.
Thank you.
A request to all the participants. Please restrict to 2 questions per participant. If time permits, please come back in the question queue for a follow-up question. The next question is from Ryan of Kushagra from Old Bridge Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just 2 questions. One, on your volume growth expectation of 15%, you know, I'm just trying to understand your new capacity will start only post 3Q FY24, 25, so majority of it is going to be from the existing capacities, which, you know, implies that you should be working on minimum 85% utilization. Now, this is something you achieved only in FY22, which was one of the good years because there was no capacity competition, no imports. But this time, you know, with all the pressure, the situation looks a little different. So I'm just thinking, let's say even if you sort of go to 85% utilization, what are your expectations on realizations? So how are you thinking about trade-offs between utilization and pricing for the coming year, which is FY25?
Okay, like I mentioned earlier, it's difficult to comment on pricing at this point of time, you know, because we would necessarily be reacting to competitive action on pricing. But far as demand is concerned, demand has been reasonably good over the past year, and even during the month of April, which is normally considered a slow month. So we have had multiple rounds of discussions with the sales teams, and their targets for growth are much higher than you know, the 18% domestic volume growth that we have guided for. So I think at this time we are fairly confident of achieving that volume growth number.
All right. So the second question is just more like a data question. If you can help us with the share of the OEM sales in your overall sales, how has that number been for you in 4Q and FY24?
Yeah, yes.
Hello?
Yeah, just one more. Okay. OEM sales were 27% of the domestic volume in quarter four.
And if total FY24?
I haven't looked at the numbers for the full year, so I will get back to you on that.
Sure. Sure. Can I squeeze in one more question, just a broader strategy?
Yeah.
Sure. So the question is really on the future capital allocation. So do you sort of see any cost disadvantage by being majorly a single product company? So the cost disadvantage could be on the distribution cost or the marketing cost, which other players are able to distribute over multiple products. So on these lines, are you thinking of allocating capital, let's say 2 years down the line somewhere else, because your current balance sheet is also strong, and even after this capex in next 2 years you will be net cash again. So any sort of plans on the future capital allocation, whether this will be also in MDF or the newer segments are also something you're looking at this point of time? Yeah, those were my questions. Thank you.
Okay. So we are making a significant capacity addition in MDF, which is approximately 35% of the existing capacity. So I don't think we would be looking at any, you know, addition in MDF capacity in the foreseeable future. We are looking at expansion in the plywood business, but of course, you know, that would depend on how far we achieve optimum capacity utilization in the existing business. In case you know, we achieve capacity utilization of around 85-90% in plywood by the end of the current year, we would be looking to, you know, maybe increase the plywood capacity. But at the moment, we are not looking at you know, increasing the MDF capacity further for the next 2 to 3 years. And also we are not looking at any new product segment.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vinamra Herawat from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Sir.
Good afternoon.
So hi sir, so domestic MDF volumes, they've grown you know, solid 23% year on year. This mid 20% yearly growth trend in volumes, do you see this continuing into FY25 and 26, or is this due to a low base in Q4 Q3 and Q4 last year?
I won't say a low base in Q3 and Q4. I think it was more of a low base in the first and the second quarter last year.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point of time, you know, we are not giving any guidance for FY26. So we will reassess the situation at the end of the current year and then, you know, see what kind of a volume growth is possible in FY26.
Got it. But as of FY25, you're expecting just, say, mid-20s volume growth in MDF?
Not mid-20s. I said overall growth of 18% in the MDF business. And since we expect exports to be flat, that would translate into 18% volume growth in the domestic segment.
Okay. So, you know, one of the questions was your exports being flat. You see it at the 11,000 CVM level going forward until there is an increase in wood prices, or even when, until there's a change in wood prices, or even when there's a change in wood prices, do you not expect to scale up your exports?
So, see, we are targeting volumes of around, we did about volumes of around 93,000 cubic meters last year. And we are targeting almost a similar number this year. So, you know, the quarterly numbers for exports would be approximately about 23 to 24,000 cubic meters. So, on an average, about 8,000 cubic meters per month.
Got it. My final question is, you know, after modeling your export and domestic realizations for MDF, it almost seems like your export realizations are kind of a leading indicator for domestic realizations, because of the 2-3 quarter lag, domestic realizations almost always are following your export realizations. Is this a fair assumption, and have you seen this in your business?
No. No.
Not really, because there's no connection between domestic and export realizations. So export realizations are dependent on international MDF prices.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since we are competing from other exporters from other countries like Vietnam, Thailand, etc. And domestic prices are a function of domestic competition. So there's no connection between the two prices.
Okay.
I think the only place, just to add to that, the only place where there would be a direct link between export prices is because imports into India are also sort of defined by the international export pricing, and the OEM segment pricing also sort of links to that, because the primary competition in the OEM segment, especially on the port areas, is the imported material. So that's the only link between international pricing and you know, the domestic pricing. But the retail pricing, you know, otherwise is very insulated from the import pricing.
Okay. Makes sense. That was it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, please restrict to 2 questions per participant. If time permit, please come back in the question queue for a follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Parth Bhavasar from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions. Sir, you mentioned that there is a big capacity addition coming in FY25. I guess the number was 850,000 CBM. Am I right?
That's correct.
So, sir, just can you just help us with the breakdown, if possible? Like, apart from the organized players, like all the listed players, any other name you could help us with?
Yeah. So, basically, 4 players, our capacity of 230,000 cubic meters.
Right.
Century's capacity of 310,000 cubic meters, which was which started commercial production in March, but I'm considering that in the current year because, you know, dispatches did not happen from that plant in March. So I'm considering that as a capacity addition in FY25.
Okay.
And a couple of capacity additions from unorganized players.
So approximately 300,000.
Approximately.
Okay. Yeah. The other question was on exports margins. So if you could just guide us a number, like if it was break even or percentage-wise, how much was it versus domestic?
It's at break-even level. We are doing exports as long as there's a positive contribution to the fixed cost.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next question is from the line of Praveen Sahay from PL India. Please go ahead. Praveen, may I request you to?
Yeah. So my question is related to the low-grade MDF and the OEM. So as you have said that the 27% contribution in Q4, and also you have given around 40,000 plus of CBM contribution from the low-value MDF. So is this where you are operating currently to continue in the way forward, like of 27% odd number on the OEM to continue as a volume or the low end, if I'm considering the export is also of the same, the low grade, the 40,000 number quarterly run rate would be continue for the way forward, or is there a material change you are expecting in the FY25?
So see, our targets are lower. So we are targeting that the OEM contribution should not exceed 20%. So that's the target we have given to the sales team. But at the same time, we have also informed them that if they are getting any additional orders, since we are not operating at optimum capacity, so if they are getting any additional orders from the OEM segment, so they are not to reject that. They have to accept those. So internally, our target is to keep the OEM business at around 20% of the domestic volume.
And low-value MDF, any indication like how much of the contribution you are going to maintain there as well?
Shobhanji, can you take that question, please?
Sorry, can you repeat that, please, again?
So.
How much are we restricting the commercial MDF?
For the OEM segment.
It was around 35% of the domestic volumes in Q4.
Yes. So I think the only restriction you see where we see a challenge is in OEM segment. So that segment has been restricted. When it comes to margins in the retail segment between industrial grade and the commercial grade, I think they're fairly even because the benefit we get from producing the lower grade is that we are able to produce higher volumes. So that nullifies the, let's say, the lowering of the prices. But we do restrict in the OEM segment because that's based on the import pricing. So that's restricted to, I would say, about 8,000 to 9,000 cubic meters, about 9,000 a year. Again, that is subject to the demand in the rest of the domestic market. The moment we're able to sell higher volumes in the rest of the domestic market, we will curtail that further in the OEM segment.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Second question is related to the RM prices because RM prices continuously going up, timber prices. And also, there is a competitive pricing, I believe, in the MDF realization or the pricing side. So from the fourth quarter to now, the timber prices further has increased. How you will see the realization or the margin profile of the MDF business to be in the coming quarters and a year?
Okay. So like I mentioned earlier, we are not giving any margin guidance at this point of time just for the reasons you mentioned. Because while we are not looking at any reduction in selling prices, we might be forced to take action in case of competition reducing prices. And again, timber prices are increasing month on month. So compared to the average pricing for quarter four, We have again seen a 7% increase in timber prices during April. So for these reasons, we are not giving any margin guidance at this point of time. We will reassess the situation after quarter one.
That's it, sir. Thank you for answering my question. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Requesting all the participants to restrict to two questions per participant. Next question is from the line of Utkarsh Nopani from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. So my first question is on the employee pricing side. So if we see most of the Asian markets...
Utkarsh, sorry to interrupt you. Your voice is breaking. May I request you to come in a better reception area, please?
Hello. Is it better?
Little better.
Yeah. Sir, my first question is on MDF pricing side. So if we see most of Asian market currencies has started depreciating quite a lot against INR in this calendar year. So wanted to know, do you see any risk of further price correction in the MDF because of the currency effect?
Not really sure about that. Yes, definitely it happened in the past that, if the currency is depreciating, there has been a change in selling price. But since we have not had much of, material arriving in India during March and April, we'll have to see at what pricing, the imports come in from the month of May. Because like I mentioned earlier, we have seen a significant increase in ocean freight rate. So we'll have to see whether they are going to absorb that and take a hit on the margin, or whether they are going to pass on that as a price increase.
The reason why I'm asking is like India imports roughly 75% of MDF from Thailand and Vietnam. And Thailand currency has depreciated by more than 8% in this calendar year. The imported MDF prices might become very competitive. But you were saying that we are not seeing any price correction of imported MDF at the moment in the only term.
No, I'm saying that we don't have any visibility on import MDF pricing because, due to the expected impact of BIS implementation, imports were very low during March and April.
Okay.
And new imports are expected to come from the month of May. So we'll just have to wait for the new consignments to arrive before we see at what price it's coming in and whether that's likely to have any impact on our pricing to the OEM segment.
Got it, sir. The second question is like our MDF quarterly production rental has not moved up since March of 2021 quarter. As we were trying to act as a price stabilizer in the market by sacrificing market share. Now we have taken some price cut in the current March quarter. Then also our MDF quarterly production run rate was down by 2% on a quarter on quarter in the current March quarter. Now you have mentioned that we are targeting to grow our domestic volume by 18% at a time when industry is likely to see large capacity addition of 850,000 CVM in FY25. So do you see local MDF prices to come down further in near future? Because we are changing our strategy, pricing strategy to gain market share.
Okay. We have not, changed our pricing strategy to gain market share. We rather did it to protect our market share. Because if we had not reacted to competitors' action on pricing, we would have lost market share. But like I mentioned earlier, demand has been reasonably good in the MDF segment as compared to other building material products during the last couple of quarters. And that's the reason we have been gaining volumes. It's not that we have gained volumes because of cutting prices.
So, in order to create the market share, do we intend to further cut down the prices?
So we are not looking at reducing prices. But what I said earlier was that if competition takes any pricing action, we'll have to respond to that. but we are not looking at any price reduction.
And sir, lastly, sir, what would be the estimated capex for FY 25 and 26?
Okay, so for FY 25, it's expected to be around 250 crores, and 200 crores, and another 50 crores in FY 26.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Utkarsh, do you have any follow-up question?
No, I'm done.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Udit from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for taking up my question. So sorry to come again to the margin front, but earlier today on a television interview, you mentioned that you'll be looking at full year to be at an exit run rate of the Q4 margins for FDF, which was at 16.5, provided that prices don't decline further. So just to follow up on that statement, are you looking at 16.5 as the base case, I mean, margins for 25? And if prices go further, it would further decline.
Okay. Yeah. That was in response to your question, whether inflation would, input prices would have any negative impact on the margins. So what I mentioned was, that even if the inflation continues into the next few quarters, the fact that we are targeting 18% growth in domestic volumes, we'll have the operational leverage to ensure that, that's the base margin for the current financial year.
Understood. Understood, sir. But sir, given that, you have already seen a 7% rise in timber in April month, so it is suffice to say that at least for coming fiscal, we don't see, margins could even decline from 16.5% levels because the capacities are just starting.
You mentioned unless we see a significant decline in selling prices, we don't see a decline in operating margins beyond what we achieved in Q4.
Got it. And so lastly, the import grade MDF that you all have started, what would be the margin difference versus our blended margins?
It's currently the same as the industrial MDF because, we took a 5% price increase in February for the new product. So currently the margin is similar as, the industrial MDF.
Got it. Thank you for answering. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniket Kulkarni from BMSPL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening and thank you for the opportunity. So my question was regarding the MDF capacity. So can you tell me what was the MDF capacity in India at the end of H1 FY24? And what was the capacity at the end of H2 FY24? So how much capacity has come up in the second half? Also how much capacity is expected to come up in the end?
Exactly how much capacity has come up in the second half. So the capacity at the beginning of the year was approximately about 2.3 million cubic meters. And, at the end of the year, it was around 2.9 million cubic meters.
Okay, that's helpful.
Exactly how much capacity got is added in the second half on this. So, approximately 600,000 cubic meters during the year.
Okay, that is helpful. And can you tell me how much capacity is expected to come up in entirety, in FY25, including
around 850,000 cubic meters.
For the full year, right?
Yeah, for the full
year. Okay. Thank you so much. This is very helpful. Thank you and best of luck for the coming quarters.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Agarwal from VT Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to know about the demand situation, because I spoke to a couple of dealers and they said that they're sitting on a lot of inventory. So is that affecting your volumes in any case?
See, it could be that some dealers are sitting in additional inventory, because you know some extra lifting does happen during the month of March. Because most dealers try to get into the highest level of annual incentive. So it could be some extra inventory in the dealer channel at the end of the month, but we expect that should be normalized by the end of April.
Okay. And I mean, could you throw some light on the April domestic volume numbers?
Okay. April domestic numbers, we did approximately 35,600 cubic meters in April.
Okay, that's domestic.
In domestic, correct. And about approximately 8,000 cubic meters in export.
Okay, okay. And so you said 7% has been wood price inflation in April over March, right? On an average.
Not over March, on an average for quarter four.
Okay, and this is for both the plants?
Yeah, blended for both the plants.
Okay, and so lastly, just wanted to understand, like, once the BIS norms are implemented, what sort of increase in realizations would the import see? I mean, barring the freight cost increase which is there right now, when the BIS norms are implemented, because of the BIS norms, what is the expected increase in the NSR for the imports?
I have absolutely no idea at this point of time. We'll have to wait for BIS implementation.
Okay, okay. That's it for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, please restrict to two questions per participant. Next question is from the line of Balaji Vaidyanath from NAFA Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Sir, just good evening, sir. Just wanted to understand this postponement of BIS norms. Was this something unusual, or it was like an uncontrollable thing that happened? What are the chances of this kind of postponement getting repeated again next year?
No, it's a very common practice, you know, where people, who have interest in imports would make applications to the Commerce Ministry for postponement, grounds of which may be that the domestic industry is not fully themselves compliant with BIS, and, that the type of material that the importers want is not available locally. You know, there are many grounds we use to request the Commerce Ministry, and based on certain merits, the Commerce Ministry may grant an extension. But we don't foresee this to get extended further. The domestic industry is fully compliant with BIS norms already. In fact, it was even before the notification came, as we were preempting a positive notification. So we don't foresee this to get extended further at all. So I think starting next February, this will definitely get implemented.
Okay. Secondly, on the timber prices, you mentioned that low plantations during COVID had an impact. So now, when do we kind of see that normalizing in terms of timber prices cooling off? Would you see it in the next 1 year, or any kind of timeline that you have on that?
Yeah, plantation activity resumed in 2022. So normally it takes a 3 year plantation cycle. So we expect the first output from those plantations to be available around June, July 2025.
Okay, June, July 2025. Okay, sir. Thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Harsh Shah from Dalal & Broacha Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Two questions, basically two data points. Firstly, if you could help us with the average timber cost in North and South for us.
For quarter four?
Yeah.
So north was 6.29 rupees, and south was 5.28 rupees. Blended was 5.65.
Okay. And secondly, if you could, you know, kind of help us with the repayment schedule. So what sort of repayment would happen in FY 2025 and 2026?
Okay. So repayment for FY 2025 would be approximately about 27.
I'm sorry, could not hear you.
I
Could not hear you. Could you repeat?
Repayments during FY 2025 would be around 27 crores.
Okay, and 2026?
26, I haven't got the schedule of repayment for the new borrowing, so that will be available only after the entire borrowing is completed. So possibly we'll get that, you know, schedule around July, August, 2024. But the repayment for the new borrowings is expected to start from May 2025.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is on the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Couple of questions. So, sir, first, can you detail on the management retail?
Sorry to interrupt you. There is a lot of noise from your line, from your background.
Am I audible?
If you can speak a little louder.
Yeah, hi. So my first question is on the management reject, specifically on the market share distribution side. So can you please detail exactly where on the process we are, and how should we look at this particular variable going forward?
Could not get you clearly. Could you repeat that, please?
Hello, sir, am I audible?
Ritesh, may I request you to speak through the handset, please?
Hello.
Hello, Ritesh.
Yeah. Hi, sir. My question is specifically pertaining to the management reject on the marketing and distribution side. Has there been any major change in structure? Basically, you had indicated in the last call that you were looking for some changes in structure. So, if you provide some updates over here, I think that would be great, specifically on MDF as well as ply.
Shobhanji, can you take that, please?
Yeah, so we've, yes, that's an ongoing activity. You know, dealer expansion is going on certain markets, you know, where we've seen, you know, large number of players working on very small quantities. We've consolidated to, on a wholesale model, where stocks are being maintained by a single larger dealer. So we are restructuring multiple aspects, you know. Also, focus is there on the value-added products where, you know, stock availability, especially in the pre-lam segment, becomes important. So we are again consolidating the pre-lam distribution network, where we're appointing larger dealers who are able to maintain stocks and to, you know, support the local network. So that's been going on. Another, you know, major, on the ply side, a major restructuring that we are doing is that we are consolidating the plywood and the MDF sales team, so that a larger number of team members take up the responsibility to, you know, sell plywood, because their reach is higher, because we have a much larger MDF team compared to this. So what that would allow us to do is to, you know, leverage on the larger sales team that we had, and at the same time, allow us to reduce the number of players that are there focusing, a number of team members who are there focusing only on the ply, resulting in a cost reduction as well. So that's a new, let's say, structure that we've taken up in the coming year, in order to allow us to leverage the sales team as well as the dealer network for plywood sales.
Right. Sir, my specific question was, given there were quite a few senior level exits, or probably it was by design, have we replenished those people, like?
Absolutely. 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 And you know, this was all part of a restructuring, intentional restructuring that we had undertaken. The team structure is very much in place now.
Right. Sir, should we assume that there is a single head now for plan, MDF and India level, and there will be regional heads? What is the new structure like? If you could please help us understand.
Yes, so it's safe to assume that there will be a single head for the plan, MDF division. Like I said, we're amalgamating the two teams now. And going forward, that is how we are planning to structure it. There would still continue to be certain people who would solely be responsible for plywood, especially on the zonal management level. But the team below would pretty much be made given common responsibility for both product lines.
Right. And so to reflect this, has there been any change in the dealer incentive structure given there might be a common channel which could be selling both the products?
Yeah, but they would still, the plywood business works quite differently to, the MDF business. We may have different competitors in the plywood segment, different credit terms in the plywood segment compared to the MDF. So even if there is an overlap, of products within the same dealer, we would still have two different policies and two different, schemes, etc., running for each product line.
Sure, that's helpful. Sir, my second question is again broadly at the industry level. You indicated around 850K of capacity addition. Are we hearing any incremental supplies post that which could potentially hit the market in FY27, FY28?
No, at this moment we have not heard of any incremental. And, we don't go on rumors. So, we base our information on the fact that orders have been placed for machinery. So that's when we consider it as, because people could be exploring capacity additions, but unless they are placing an order for the equipment, we don't consider it in our numbers.
Sure. And sir, lastly, can you give broad headline numbers? You indicated at India level the capacity will be like 2.9. Can you give a broad number on imports, exports, just trying to understand the consumption growth for MDF in the country for the fiscal?
If we look at FY24, I would say broadly the volume of imports would have been approximately 350,000 cubic meters. Exports, I'm not very sure, although we are the largest. So I think basically, it should be in a range of approximately 150,000 to 160,000 cubic meters.
Okay. And the consumption?
I didn't get your point.
Sir, overall demand growth at the country level, so against 2.9 million of capacity, so 350 of imports and say, I think you said 200, 150, 160 of exports. What will be the consumption? So what will be the utilization level on this 2.9 million of capacity? I'm just trying to understand.
At the moment, I don't have the numbers for FY24. So I would say it would be possibly around 2.4 million cubic meters, but I'll possibly be able to give you a better idea by the end of the current month.
Right. Sir, what I was trying to arrive at is, will demand at India level be upwards of 20% volume growth, ballpark, or more than that?
Difficult to say for FY24 because I'm still waiting for the numbers. So possibly I'll be, able to give you a better idea by the end of the current month.
Sure. And sir, can I just squeeze in one more question, if you permit?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, sir, you indicated the timber prices could actually deflate or go down from June of, say, next year. Sir, what is the extent supply that we are looking at, basically from the number of samples? I'm just trying to understand the extent of inflationary impact it could have on timber prices.
I didn't get you. Could you please repeat that?
Sir, you indicated that the timber prices could go down from June next year. On the basis of the plantations which have been done. So I'm just trying to understand what is the extent of plantations which have been done. So I'm trying to derive some tonnage which will incrementally come and hence there would be some deflationary impact on the timber prices. I'm just trying to look at the demand supply.
I don't have the data immediately in hand. So we will discuss this one-on-one, say on Monday coming week.
Thank you. Ritesh, sorry to interrupt you. I'm supposed to come back for a follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Asim from DAM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So I had a question on the MDF pricing scenario. See, your value-added product portfolio would also be about 50% of volume. Is this basket as a whole also a victim of price competition, and so we are indirectly cutting prices by giving incentives?
Yeah, that's right. So the volume-based incentives are for the, you know, the interior category, the commercial category, as well as the value-added product segment. So it's across the board.
Okay. So I think one way, at least I would assume to that, one way to put a floor to blended realization was to improve the value mix. Since your commentary rules out any improvement in value mix this year, are we already at a level where the mix cannot realistically rise further?
No, I won't say that. But, you know, whenever you have a significant volume growth in a certain year, you know, there's not much scope for, you know, improvement in the mix of value-added products on a percentage basis. It will, of course, increase on a, you know, absolute volume basis, but okay, it's difficult to increase that significantly on a percentage basis.
So, is there a rough mix that is like optimal, you know? I mean, 50% may still, I mean, you may still have room to grow, but surely 100% is not a number that is realistically achievable. So, is there a rough number that you think that value mix can change?
Yeah, I got your question. So, our, you know, desired mix would be about 65% for the value-added products.
Okay, and that should ideally be achieved in, say, what, 3-4 years' time, or can it be faster?
I would say possibly about 3 years.
3 years. Okay, thank you.
That's including the incremental capacity coming in.
Understood. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank everyone for joining this call. We look forward to speaking to you next quarter. If anyone has any further questions, feel free to reach out to us. And good evening to everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone. And have a good evening.
Thank you. On behalf of Green Panel Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.